It is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And a microphone.
We are where it's at. We are all over the place.
You're all over the place.
So are you.
Where in the world is Christine Conti?
Right here. Right here is
right
where
here
I am.
In the flesh.
Here I am. That's where I is.
That's right.
No, this is, yeah, no, we are going to be, we're going to be a lot more consistent. It's been, you know, it's only been a hot, like, 8 years that, you know.
Something.
Something. Like, it's going to be an eight, isn't it 8 year anniversary this summer? August? September?
I don't know.
Something like that?
I don't know.
We're just getting younger by the day.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it six? Seven. We're in the seventh year.
Are we?
Yes.
I don't know why. So it's our seventh anniversary. We need to
be older.
No, we need to figure this out very soon. To have our own party. Own party for ourselves. It's a pants party.
Crazy party. The problem is that we're always partying. We're partying all over the goddamn map.
World.
Yeah. Map. It's like, you know. It's...
When we first started, we didn't have that problem.
Yeah, we've done grown into something here.
Wonder how that happened,
everybody. We're all grown up.
You know, this podcast thing, kind of where it's at.
I mean, it's definitely given us a platform for our voice and our, you know, a huge, gigantic megaphone that reaches...
For y'all who listens to us.
Thousands of listeners per episode.
Hysterical. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, we actually do have a lot of amazing guests. Some of them we had to put on hold and kind of rearrange a little bit because of some travel things happening.
Yeah.
But they're all good.
Travel
this is all
and
good.
Obligation. Like, right,
all
you
good.
Know, like we're doing it. We're, you know.
And honestly, we still have things like, you know, some work things and some family things
totally.
That we need to do.
You were out
so.
Of your niece's graduation,
oh
which
gosh.
Is special, which is awesome.
I learned some crazy stuff. Y'all want to hear this? Ready?
Yeah, go.
Number one is that these are some really wicked smart people at the Colorado School of Mines. All right. So it's like Mines, MIT, Harvard. Like that. Those are the three schools, like the top in like the United States, probably the world.
With what though? What specifically? So School of Mines.
Smartness.
Is that, no, I understand
SAT
that.
SAT scores.
Right. No, I got that.
The kids that come out.
Yeah.
So School of Mines is all engineers.
It's engineers.
Like
okay, yeah,
engineering,
yeah, yeah.
math, and science. That is it. Like, you're not going for, like, family
yeah,
matters,
humanities.
You know?
Right? They're like, fuck you, liberal arts.
you're not going for, like, creative writing, okay? That's not happening. There's no, like, drama, you know? Like, I'm a drama engineer. Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're drilling for oil in a mountain. No, but there's some crazy, like, words that I was like, wow, that's a thing?
Words?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there's more
yeah.
words than we know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But needless to say, just of like, types of engineers that we'll talk later. However, what was crazy is, like, for example, petroleum engineers. Did you know?
Oh, sure.
Okay, but what happens is if your dad is, like, owns petroleum stuff in Saudi Arabia, or your dad is, like, a,
yeah,
you know,
Texas
like,
oil
no,
man. Or,
not even that. Like, we're talking Saudi Arabia. We're talking
bit, yeah,
oil.
Yeah,
like, we're talking
yeah.
my dad owns Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Those are the kids that come to the school. And there's, like, you're from, like, Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Because that's where they send
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
they send
yeah,
them
yeah.
here to
yeah.
learn, and then they go back.
Kuwait and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't put that together.
Yeah.
No, that was really interesting. So there was some, like, very interesting stuff, but very smart, like, they love their numbers. And the commencement, there was like, it was really kind of, they did a really good job. There was like a laser light show. Everyone had, it was the 150th year.
Okay.
So they gave everyone fitted like hats, like they were on cowboy hats, but they're like engineer hats. I don't know. They were the coolest
engineer
things
hats?
Ever.
Like striped?
They looked like cowboy hats.
Okay.
So nice. Like, so that's what you wore to graduate. They all had these.
Instead of the cap. The traditional cap and gown, they got a cowboy hat.
So cool.
Okay.
Of course, I had to take a picture with some rando, like I with his hat at a bar when we were at. I'm like, can I put your hat on? It's really nice.
Beat it, lady.
He's so nice. Everyone's so nice.
Beat it, lady. I'm from Saudi Arabia.
Everyone's so nice out there. We are so edgy in the Northeast. It's unreal. you know.
Yeah.
There's everybody's so nice.
The West is the best.
We're like,
I mean, I like
they're too nice.
Yeah, I like it here. I like the type of person it perhaps cultivates, but yeah, no, there's,
we're going to tell the truth and we're from the Northeast.
There's something to be said for that.
You know, that's just,
but you're right. Yeah, no, there's some very gracious folks out there.
So nice though. So nice. Anyway.
Yeah.
To be continued.
Now, is this your niece who's the track athlete?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she's done now? I feel like that went quickly. There's two of them.
I mean, why graduate in 4 years when she does it in three with a 4.0? Mind blown. Mind blown. Okay. Let's talk about this.
Uh-huh.
So this is my girl, Allison. Like, go women. Okay. Adopt a, go smart, badass ladies. She also broke two school records. Because she broke the school record and then broke it again.
Yeah.
And broke it again.
Yeah.
And she actually, the track team was in at Nationals during graduation, and she chose to go to graduation.
Wow.
Because she didn't want to miss. She just felt in the long run, that would be it. However, also, Allison, because she graduated in 3 years, she's got another year. She's doing her master's there.
Okay.
So she's going to run next year, too.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Yeah. So that makes
sense.
So
that's
why. It wasn't the grand finale for
no,
college
that girl.
Eligibility and all that stuff.
Seriously.
Good for her. 400-meter hurdler?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Yes. Brains and athletics.
Yeah.
Crazy town.
Crazy.
She set the bar way too high for everybody else.
Yeah. Good luck, Alex. Good luck.
Good luck to her siblings. I told her brother, who's actually a sophomore at the same school, Colorado School Mines. I go, Christopher, what you need to do now is you need to double major and then finish next year.
Yeah, and set a couple school records.
Right.
Maybe double.
He's
four.
Like, sure, I'll get right on that. I'll do like 4 years worth of work in a year. And I'm like, challenge accepted.
I love Colorado too. Isn't it awesome?
So nice.
Yeah.
We ran every day. Every morning we're there. All along the rivers. And
yeah.
So great.
Yeah, it's not so bad out there. I don't know if I could be there all the time because, I was in Arizona and I was landlocked. But now, you know, I'm from the beach. And I do like being there when I'm, you know, when I'm
there. Yeah, vacation.
Yeah.
Also, you know.
Or like, you know, like I always did, like in Arizona, I was at, you know, in the Phoenix area. That I came home in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of had it all. I was like a snowbird.
You know, it's like, Golden is like Ithaca. Have you ever been to Ithaca?
Been to Ithaca.
Ithaca College. Okay, it's like Ithaca, that town of Ithaca. But like less hippie and more Western. That's what it's like. Also, if you're a Simpsons fan, you know how there's the power plant where Mr. Burns lives, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like this beautiful town, right? And then there's like the Coors Light factory looks like the freaking power plant of like, you know, I'm like, is that where Mr. Burns lives up there? It's so bizarre. And we did the tour.
I worked for the Coors distributorship in college.
Gross.
It was like probably the greatest job of all time.
They give away five cases of Coors to all the employees every year for like Christmas.
Five, yeah.
I'm like, I'd rather have money, but okay.
We had things called damaged.
They're so.
So when I was distributing,
oops, I dropped
one
lot.
Of these cans happened to be punctured in the 30. So it was like I'd bring home 29 packs for my roommates.
Gosh.
They love me. Yeah.
Oh,
it was a good job.
I'm really sorry, Coors. Your beer tastes like garbage can.
I'm not
a beer drinker.
I learned to love it, and I never drank a Coors Light ever.
Oh.
I mean, I've since stopped drinking forever, so it's like...
If that was what I had to drink, I would stop drinking forever.
Well,
also that.
Look, here's, you ready? Quick story. We were on the promo team, too, so we'd work all day. We'd fill the
promo team?
Listen, we'd fill, like, the supermarkets and things with thousands and thousands of cases of beer and bottles and whatever.
Okay.
But at night, the bars, the big clubs and bars had promos, like, you know, the...
Oh.
Yeah. So they tell, you know...
Like shock girls.
They'd tell like,
you were like
20.
Shock
no,
guys.
Well, we would be the ones there for them. So they'd tell like the 21-year-old Brian, hey, listen, we're going to need you to go to the big club tonight with thousands of cases of beer, and you're going to meet the Corona girls there. You know, which are like girls from the modeling agency from Arizona State. And like, you're going to make sure that everybody does what they're supposed to do. And we'd hang out all the time. And then like the next night, they were like, you know, the Coors Light girls, the same girls. And like, you know, it was like, this was my life. And I was getting paid like time and a half because this was in addition to the other thing. And then it was like, hey, you know, we're just going to stay out real late tonight instead of going home, because even though we have work in the morning, because we've got Coors Light girls here. And it was a free for all.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It was a free for all. I was making like,
best job ever.
I mean, I was getting paid to drink and party with models and like get paid well. And I was like making thousands of dollars a week, 1,000+ a week as like a 21-year-old kid
partying
in Tempe, Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arizona. It was not so bad.
Oh my gosh.
Ask me why I don't drink anymore. There you have it. Part of it. It's part of the story. It wasn't so bad. Anywho, back to your genius niece and college experience and everything that happened at College of Mines.
Oh my gosh.
When I heard Mines, I thought they were all just really selfish.
Oh, mine.
They were like, that's Mines.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, that's Mines.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny. It was great. Super excited, super pumped for her. And this is the start. And I know a lot of people that listen or whatnot, this is really interesting, is that she is the first one now of the of my immediate family, but we've had a couple cousins that are now graduating from college.
Yeah.
So right now, I think of it as like we're almost all like 20 years removed from like having kids or whatnot, for the most part, because I'm a little bit young for everybody. Yeah. However, it's like Allison, she graduates the year after. We've got two more college graduates and a high school graduation. And then the year after, another college and then a high school and then like two more colleges. Like, and we're like, oh my God, like this
is happening. Yeah.
Well, and then now in another, I just found out yesterday that now we're in the weddings. So like now one of my cousin's kids is getting married next summer. So not only are we in the graduation, now we're starting that whole graduation wedding thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, this is cool. Because like 20 years ago, we were still kind of in the tail end of friends
Your
and things
weddings.
Getting
oh,
married.
Sure, sure.
You know?
I coach with the, you know, one of the coaches that I coach with, the girls' head coach, Michaela, is awesome. She's like 28.
Yeah.
And 27 or something like
that. Wedding season.
And yeah.
Now, right?
She's like, I'm going to be late. I got to go, you know, she's got like four weddings like this month.
And COVID really like put a wrench in that too.
I guess so.
Crazy.
Yeah. My nephews are a little behind you though. My nephews graduate from high school, the twins, my brother's boys.
When, next year?
No, this year. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Like in a month. My Henry's going to the Coast Guard. Yeah, he's wild, man. He's a wild kid. You met Henry.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's nuts.
Good for
him.
He's
going to the Coast Guard, and his brother is going to a college, Wentworth, I believe. And he's either going there or University of Rhode Island. They're up in Rhode Island, so he's going to go to one of those two places. Wentworth is right in Boston, which is freaking awesome. And, you know, it'll be the first time there's twins that they'll be separated.
Wow, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. They're cool. They're buddies, but they're different. They fight, but they love each other. You know, it's like, I can't imagine having another one of me, like, with me all the time. But they're different.
Did you think yet, have you really internalized, and I'm sure, I don't know, like, we only have three more years with our oldest sons.
Yeah.
Is that, like, not mind-blowing?
Well, yeah, like I got repairs done to my car the other day and I was like, I got to keep this thing in good shape because Colin's most likely going to be driving it.
Oh, yeah.
In 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Alex is my husband's car. Like we're keeping that because he'll drive that like what, next year or whatever?
Like somehow. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whenever he misbehaves, I'm like, you're gone.
I think about it mostly when I look at my finances and be like, how the hell are we going to pull this off? But
yeah, we will.
Yeah. Nah, you know.
Something's
going to
happen.
Look, nobody gave me shit. So I'm like, hey, listen, buddy.
We'll figure it out.
You better run your ass out and get one of them summer jobs.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
My son just got hired for the first time.
What's he doing?
Well, he's lifeguarding at a pool.
Yeah.
It's like,
dude,
that's what he's supposed to do as a swimmer. And
that's a good gig. The problem with my son, Colin, so for those of you listening, Colin and Alex are good buddies.
Really good friends.
They're buddies. Like, you know,
I've got your kid here.
Yeah.
He said hi.
Come pick me up at Conti's house, you know? And Colin is my son. You know, he'd get a job, but he's got standards. Mm. I'm not doing that. I'm like, well, guess what else you're not doing?
Anything.
You're not getting any money from me.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, here's your sports. This is what your sports cost me.
Yeah.
Right? How about that? And I said, you don't have to pay me.
What did he not do? What are his standards again? This is so good.
I was like, we live at the beach, and in New Jersey, you have to check badges.
Right.
They have badges in order to get on the beach. You have like a pass. And in order, you know, and someone literally just sits there at the beach, feet in the sand, probably reading a book. They don't really allow you.
You know,
like,
my teacher friends did that
when
they were
awesome
in their 20s
job.
And 30s.
It's an awesome
sit
summer
there.
Job. It's like you get to just sit at the beach every, and if it rains, like, you don't really work.
And you don't have
you're
to
like,
work.
Yeah, it's like, it's really not that big
They'd
a deal.
They sit there with their, like,
you get tired of the sun.
Sodas.
You get tired of the sun. And, you know, you read a book and they don't really want you looking
much,
at your phone and all that stuff.
Pretty
but
girls.
There's no manual labor. Yeah, you're at the beach. And he's like, I'm not doing that. It's boring. I'm like, all right. Dude, I roofed houses.
Alex was like, Alex goes, it's like an 8-hour shift. And yeah, and it's every other hour. So you only sit, like, it's like you watch the pool for an hour, you're off for an hour, you're on for an hour. He goes, what am I supposed to do for the other 4 hours? Like, I'm like, wait, you don't understand. Like, you don't have to do anything.
You just sit
and
there.
You get paid.
Dude, you put that white stuff on your nose?
Hours that you're not even up on the stand. I said, I'm sure they'll find some other things for you to
do in that time. You clean the pool, you make a little chemical mix, and you make sure everything's
gosh.
All right. You have sort of chores. And I think Colin he's going to end up working at a local market that's like a, you know, a deli, butcher, grocery, small place.
Nice.
Yeah. But I'm like, dude,
it's customer service experience.
It's awesome. They work the cash register. They wait on customers, but they also like wash the dishes and like
good.
They got, you know, it's a real, you know, there's some stuff that he's going to have to do, which is fine. You know, it's either that or like you scoop ice cream or whatever. Like it doesn't matter.
You need to be yelled at and like, and deal with it in some way, shape or form to be able to,
I'm telling you, I freaking like labored on construction sites.
Labor.
And, like, you know, and roofed houses until I got my ass to the Coors distributorship where things were a little bit better.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, going back to the Coors Light girls and the Corona girls. I'm kidding.
You know what? Okay, so ready? There is, so at this graduation, right, one of the men that said he graduated 50 years to the day from Colorado School of Mines. He gets up there and he talks about, you know, whatever his experience, and he gave the graduates like, you know, three big things like you really need to know that he learned the hard way, blah, blah, blah. One of them was like, you need to be able to communicate with people.
Yeah.
It was awesome because I'm sitting here going, I don't even know what a like metaluminist is. Metallurgy. You could be a metallurgy engineer. Anyone listening to this podcast, if you freaking even know what that is,
give
you
money.
Get
off our show.
Okay?
Quit
metallurgy.
Listening.
And I'm reading this, and you could be it was like graduates of metallurgy engineering. I'm like, what in the fuck is this? I turn to my sister. I'm like, what the hell is a metallurgist? And she's like, and then her husband, who's an engineer, is like, actually, that's when you, like, it's kind of like, not ceramics, but like you're making molds of things and whatever. Yeah. I'm like, you do know this.
That's,
you know,
art.
He's an engineer. But but I'd never heard of it. And this is the deal, is that maybe I don't know, like, all this high engineering science, whatever. But guess what? I can talk myself out of a paper bag and be, you know, have a conversation and whatever. And people are going to remember that. So this guy gets up there and he talks about how his, you know, he got hired out of school. He took his first job and it was in like Anchorage, I don't know, Alaska or Canada. And he's like, you know what I didn't think of? Like, I didn't even like think ahead. Like, I'm in another country. I've never been to this place before. Wow. I just took this job because it was like money. He goes, I've never met this company. I've never whatever. He goes, I got there in the first year. Was awful.
Yeah.
He's like, and I knew, all I knew was like engineering and this and that. And all these guys, they would talk about hockey and they'd talk about this and they'd talk about all these things.
Like,
and he's
moose
like,
hunting.
He's like, I never asked questions and I never, I just never knew how to communicate about anything else but my job. And he's like, and it was not good. Yeah. And I'm sitting here laughing because I'm like, you've got a whole room of engineers and like you have the communication, especially at this age.
Well, that,
and
yeah.
the people that are in, like, I'm talking the demographic because
yeah,
I'm thinking,
the, forget
like,
the intellect and the.
Forget yeah. it. It's like that is in and of itself. But like all the people right now that what's the biggest complaint? I don't care what industry, fitness, medicine, you know, yeah. like anything is the communication skills are number one.
Yeah.
Then it's, you know, unless you're like a rocket scientist or a surgeon, but like still you have to communicate with people.
I mean, not only.
I just thought it was great. No,
yeah,
I have
80 high school kids on my mm-hmm. team, and the way that they communicate is bizarre. It's like, you mm-hmm. know, I had a young lady and she was going through some stuff, and she's, you know, she was not the most competitive kid on the team and, you know, and just was finding the track wasn't for her, which is fine. And, you know, and she was struggling with it. And she's also a very smart kid. And it's the end of the school year is coming up and they've got AP tests and all these things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's all happening. So, you know, she wanted to step away from the team. She wanted to quit. So, you know, they send me a thing on Remind. The Remind app is like the communication mm-hmm. platform that we use. So it comes through as a text, but it's not a text. So, you know, she texts me for, you know, all intents and purposes. And she, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow about this. And she's like, well, I won't be at practice tomorrow. And because I'm quitting. And I said, I understand that, but you have to come and we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like quit on a text, like to me at least, you know, just come and we'll talk it and, you know, I'll give you a high five. I understand everything that you're going to say, but you have to be able to communicate mm-hmm. that. And, you know, lots of things like that, you know, like morning of meet, like, coach, I'm sick. I'm not going to be able to make it. Okay, you pick up the phone and you call me. Here's my number. You know, you call me so that you can have this conversation. I mean, if you're deathly ill, have your parent call me,
mm-hmm.
you know, or whatever. And a lot of that, a lot of the parents communicating things that are easily done. I said, that's, you know, even right back to the parent. I said, that's great. I appreciate your message. Thank you very much. Just do me a favor and have Johnny or Jill, send this message to me so I understand, you know, from their standpoint, because the parents will still do stuff. I can't like, I don't talk to my kids' coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, did you tell coach? Right. Like, because I am that I, you know, I'm the coach and I don't want to hear from the parents. I don't want to parent your kids. I want to coach them. And a lot of it is like, you know, it's pretty funky. Like, you know, a lot of things that they're, you know, or I'll get a text or remind, you know, message mm-hmm. and it's like jive, you know, and there's no punctuation. They thought I was hollering at them one day because I like used a full sentence with a period. They were like, are you mad at us? And I'm like, no, why? Like, I don't get it. I was just asking, like, where are you guys? And they were, you know, they were like, because you've used, like, capital letters and punctuation.
Oh.
I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. I'm just, you know, strict with my word here, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It is funny.
And then they told me I don't know about hip-hop or music. I'm like, we're going to go back. We're going to go way back because I can teach you about a whole lot more than just proper punctuation and you know, adequate communication and things like that. I'm like, turn on Public Enemy now.
I took rock, pop, and soul as like a, you know, I don't know. I was taking like crazy classes in college with this one semester and it was like, you know, computer science, macroeconomics, so, like whatever the hell else, you know, and rock, pop, and soul. It was like,
yeah.
you know, like the one that you were like, God, I'm not going to fail this. At least I get an A in this one. I'm like, as a former musician who played instruments and sang and whatever, I'm like, I can. There were such great examples. Like, people didn't understand, like, how good this professor was.
Yeah.
Because you'd be there, like, doing the syncopation of like Public Enemy.
Yeah.
And, like, whatever. And it was really good.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else was like, darn.
Yeah.
And I'm like, to this day, like, I remember that book and I remember this guy because he'd bring in his guitar.
Right.
And, like, do, you know, he'd be like, well, this is the Stones and this is how it changed from this generation to this.
Yeah, it's all the blues and,
oh my gosh. It was very cool. It was like Back to the Future when Michael J. Fox pulled out his electric guitar and, like, they weren't ready for it, you know? That's it. All good. Ooh, all good.
All right. You've been traveling a lot. How's your health?
Not bad.
Yeah?
Not bad.
How's your exercise regime? Routine.
I hate being off. I still get in a run or a workout every day, but it just is a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be gone this week and I'm looking at my schedule and I'm like, all right, well, when am I going to get in my run? Like, because waking up at, you know, 4 a.m. is not going to cut it when you have a day, like long, long days.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you don't exactly know, you know, when you're going to be eating and what you're eating and you're on your feet all day and you're whatever. So it's, yeah, that's been interesting. But it, you get it. You get it to work.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, I'll be back guiding actually with, 1% Better. We're headed, last year there were 4 kids. Like, the whole goal of that foundation was like, all right, it was 1 kid and then it was 2. Last year we took 4 to Ironman Eagleman in Maryland, which is Ironman half.
Yeah.
That's when I guided Chris.
Yeah.
And then this year we're going back with 8.
It's awesome.
And I'll have Thomas. So we're so cool. we kind of teamed up. So we're going to try and do like the Christine and Thomas world tour at some point.
Hell yeah.
Going through, like, why not? And yeah, so that should be fun. So that's kind of, I'm like, you know what? I got in the pool for the first time in like months. Maybe I should probably put my bike back together from like Kona.
Yeah.
It's like in 5 pieces in the garage. I spend all the time just not outside. It's scary and dangerous.
Christine sent me a guilt-ridden text about
you could totally do it.
What do you, like, why aren't you?
I did not say that.
Like, toughen up. And
I did not.
Look, I told you, I'm a one-trick pony. I can ride a bike.
Yeah.
I'm not much for
you
swimming,
could totally
though, but
do
swimming
it.
Over a mile, that's a little bit, especially when somebody else's race and all that is on the line.
The swim is just, you just do it.
You just,
like,
do
you just
it.
Are,
yeah,
like,
you
get
just do
out
it.
Of the water.
You just
like,
do
please
it.
Let me get out of the water. That's how I feel about
look,
the swim.
Look, I have no, I, you know.
Even in Kona when I was like, I was like, oh, look, fish.
You know, in health coaching, we help my clients, you know, work with their strengths and through their weaknesses, right?
You'd have to work through those weaknesses.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just not ready to do that with somebody else's thing on the line, but I'm not saying no.
Fair
we'll
not.
Figure it out. I do want to go running forever, everywhere around the globe. So when the 1% Better crew needs me for that, I am game. Call me. Although I've been a little injured. I didn't come out of this marathon all too well. I got a little pain in the ass, Conti.
Really?
Yes, I got a pain in the ass. I got a little glute situation that's leading into my hamstring. I gave it
why?
Some time.
Do you know what you did?
Why?
Or like...
It's because it happens. It definitely happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no,
I know if you like... Did it
no,
something.
No, I
just
think
normal.
I just got a little, probably something needs to get a little bit stronger back there, you know? So I'm going to do some clam
some
shells and some ass work, you know? Got to work on the ass a little bit. And you know, it's all hips don't lie, right? It's all
Shakira.
It's all hip yeah. related. So
okay.
I actually what I did was I gave it my normal week or so. I was dealing with it going into the race. So it was like the tail end of marathon training had a little something going on. And then I, you know, figured it would just, you know, give it my regular week off, week to 10 days off. And then I went back at it and I'm like, shit, it's still there. Mm. And then I gave it a little more time off. I went out this week. I went out yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's not good. So I'm cutting it off again. But I've been doing my 6 a.m.s at the gym with my crew. It's like, it's awesome. Training room's like on fire lately. So
okay.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's ready to, you know, everybody's doing their thing. So, you know. I'm not sitting still, you know, that's not going to happen. But, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, it's nothing major and I don't want it to be anything major. So I'll just take the time and get it fixed. I got a friend of mine is a PT that will work it out and we'll be all right. I'm running Philly in November. I don't know about you and anything else you throw my way.
I cut back after Kona. After the last Ironman, like I would just, the last couple years have been a lot of training. Like, it's been a it's been a priority to yes, there's business, but like, it's been also a priority. And now I step back and I kind of flipped it and was like, okay, yes, training, it has not been like a, oh my God, if I don't get two to three hours every single day, like, ah. And, you know, I used to be like, all right, well, I'm going to bike and swim, and then I'm going to bike and run, and then I'm going to run and swim. And it was like, not only that, but then training like a client or two where you're doing it, and then you're, and it adds up to like 3 to 4 hours of exercise every day. And I felt like shit.
Yeah.
And because you can't keep up with that, like nutrition and hydration and, and just the amount, the sheer amount of volume. And since I cut back, like, you know, November, whatever, going forward, I'm like, I probably put on like 10 pounds and I feel really good.
There you go. No, there's no, absolutely. Okay. There's something to be said.
Maybe
for
I'm
that.
Not, you know, I'm still not running super fast, but I'm stronger. I'm a lot stronger.
Hell yeah.
So it's like, you know, where you have to work on your like ass, like I've worked on my ass and my legs the last how many months, just, where it's like you're strong, like you just feel stronger.
Right.
You know, but that whole like, oh, well, how do you feel? Oh, wow. I'm waking up and I don't feel like garbage, or I don't feel like, oh, I can't run another day. So that there's something to be said for like that whole taking the waxing and waning of something.
Yeah.
I still don't take off. That still makes me like twitch. But.
Right. Coffee and exercise are requirements at this point. Right. We need both of those things to survive.
I mean.
And just be
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Totally fine. All good.
Yeah.
When do you start your training block then for that?
For Philly, it will be like, Philly's cool because it's like the week and before Thanksgiving. So you can, I mean, I'm always like.
Right.
Kind of fit. So even if I start. Like August, September, October, you know, you kind of get 3 months out of it. And then, so which is good because over here it gets a little muggy and humid and things in
the
summer.
We all think
we're dying. I don't really care for that all that much, but it does get you fit. You're never fitter than those fall marathons, you know, for those fall marathons when you're kind of going through it. And I'll have the cross country kids grinding out miles and stuff like that. So, you know, just mileage. So once it kind of gets to the point when school's back in, the schedule can kind of build up and I can backdoor the training a little bit. I don't need to do like an 18 or 16 week type of thing. I can make it work with 10 or 12, you know, and still be pretty fit. The goal with this one is to get a run a faster time than I did in Boston. So that way I can move up my corral time, you know.
Got it. But it lasts for 2 years.
Yeah, so I can submit.
You can
last
submit
year's
last
257.
Yes.
I thought I didn't think it would. I didn't think it worked that way.
I'm pretty positive.
I think the window is like after.
I'm pretty depending on when you ran it, but it's 2 years.
All right. Even so. So, even if you tell me I don't have to do it, I'm going
to
do
it
anyway because I ain't
that
happy with the way things went down over there. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You're still good. Keep running. You keep on keeping on.
I do have the bike in the garage. I could probably use it. And the mountain bike, I do ride that. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And I could take my kids will come out with me with that, which is awesome. Owen especially, he's a freaking hammer out there. He gets pissed off when like older like guys like get on the trail. It's like single track stuff. So like if we're getting like tied up and we can't hammer because there's like some cat in front of us that's like taking his time.
Trying
not,
to be like
not,
just for his fitness and not for anger.
Know, just like, but Owen is like, we'll look at the watch and we'll be like, holy shit, we were out there for 90 minutes. Like it's, you know, hammering. And he's crazy. My youngest is a freaking savage. Quietly, with a smile on his face. He's not like out to be like some superhero badass. He just is. Did I tell you I took away their Xbox?
No.
I yanked that shit right out of the wall because they were fighting over it like 3 weeks ago.
And they haven't had the Xbox in 3 weeks?
No. Well, Colin has his up in his room, right? So Colin has a PlayStation. The oldest has the PlayStation. And then my other two play the other one, the Xbox, which is in like the main room, the kids' room.
Yeah.
And they always fighting over it. You know what I mean? They're always like, it's my turn. And they, you know, games nowadays, you don't really play head to head. You don't really play each other, I guess. I don't know. You play like some buddy or your friend who's like in his house, you know. It's not like you're,
right.
You know, the socialization is even
that's
isolated.
How they get it. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, they're fighting over it. They're just, yeah, you know, they're maybe playing a little too much. I only let them play it like on the weekends. So like never during the school week ever.
So a good 48 hours on
so,
the weekends.
Like, Friday night, they like race to it, you know, and they fight over it. And Saturday morning, it's on. And it's good too, because those are busy, like they're always playing sports and things mm-hmm. like that. But finally, I'm like, you guys, I went over and they were fighting, and I, you know, about whose turn it is. So I just took the cords out, and I have the Xbox. It's in my closet. I just put it upstairs in my room. And I swear to you, like later that weekend, they were, when can we have it back? When are we getting it back? Right. They're nagging me about it. But I looked out. Owen, who's my youngest, has just a bucket and like a jump rope, and he's got it like wrapped around a tree limb, and the bucket's there, and he's taking a soccer ball and he's trying to kick it up into the bucket. Like standard kid shit that you used to do all the time. Like use your imagination, figure something out, create something, have fun for like 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
right? All he did was, and he's, you know, he started getting good with his right, so then he's using the left. He's arcing it up and sinking it into a bucket with his foot. It's pretty cool. And then, you know, that then we had these Rubik's Cubes laying around. Now, my oldest, Colin, is Rubik's Cube master. He can do it with blindfolded. Like, he knows the algorithm, and he's just got mm-hmm. it memorized. He might end up at the School of Mines. We're not sure. So he is doing this thing. So Owen picks it up, and Colin taught him, like, the first, like, couple moves. Owen's like, you know, he's good at stuff. He just bing, 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 boom, boom. Like, he's got it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
He went on a YouTube video, got that last part down, and now he's a Rubik's Cube master. I can mix it up for 3 days straight, hand it to him, and they can solve it in less than a minute.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but it's just a pattern. They just know they've memorized the algorithm, which is, you know, pretty good. But it would have never happened had they had the Xbox. I'm not exaggerating.
Kids these days.
I'm not exaggerating like at all. So right now, Owen has no Xbox, and he's only 10, so he's got no phone either. And I'm like, I'm going to keep it like this forever. And if you want to go out in the woods and mountain bike with me, like mm-hmm. we can go do that.
Yeah.
You know, you want to play soccer, you can go do that. You want to go wrestling, you can go do that. Baseball, they're playing on two baseball teams. It's crazy right now. But they, he's a freaking beast. It's fun. No Xbox. Kill your Xbox. That's my platform for the day.
That's the next thing. I love it.
Yep.
All right. What's next?
Track. Lots of kids track.
Okay.
All right. We had the Monmouth County Championships last weekend. And my kids, this is like varsity level stuff, so we don't even send everybody on the team. We had 31 PRs.
That's ridiculous.
Everybody's having a blast right now. We have my girl from the high jump 1 counties, sophomore. Awesome. You know, I got kids that, you know, even if they ran real well, didn't win. So now mm-hmm. they're kind of have some targets that they need to go chase after, which is good. That always makes for great performances. This county that we live in New Jersey is one of the best in the country, hands down. We had, to give you an idea, we had boys 1600. We run the 1600 here in New Jersey, so it's just, you know, the metric mile.
Mm-hmm.
There were 14 or no, 12 kids ran under 420 in high school. CBA had seven, Christian Brothers Academy, best running, you know, team around here, had seven kids run 416 and under, and one of them didn't run like their good 412 miler, didn't run. It's insane. It's crazy.
How is this possible?
They're getting after it. They're getting after it, and they have the internet, and they can compare them. They compare themselves, and they're like, "I got to get better. I got to get better."
Whoa.
This kid's doing it. I got to, you know. And it just like it's a life form that's just like,
it's great.
Know, it's got a pulse. It's really happened. So pretty wild. Pretty wild. Our kids are getting after it, and I'm gonna go hand out a bunch of bracelets. I had Manasquan Track and Field PR Club rubber bracelets going on. So we'll hand those out. I just showed her. It's pretty sharp. So you get like 300 rubber bracelets for like $50
yeah,
from China.
That's some good swag right there.
Yeah, and you want one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cost
me a nickel. Cost them everything they got.
The stuff we've done for T-shirts and medals. Like,
yeah.
Come on. Ridiculous.
All right. Let's get out of here.
All right. Let's do it. All right, everybody. We will return. Yes, we have amazing guests coming, and you just have to sit tight. So with that said, it's Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And a microphone.
We are Where It's At.
Peace.